Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune. Military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost. To post 9/11 vets and their families, over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Midway through season 2 of The Family Man, his closest associate JK tells Shrikant Tiwari, "Teri life ko summarize karte karte maine apne aap ko depress kar liya yaar." Our favorite intelligence agent, sometimes described by his creators Raj Nidimoru and Krishna DK as James Bond from Chembur, is back and his life is a mess. His 16-year-old marriage with the lovely Suchi is strained to breaking point. His teenage daughter Dhriti is surly, rebellious and wounded by the friction between her parents. 9-year-old Atharv seems to be Shrikant's only ally, a lively, cheerful presence in this otherwise gloomy home. Shrikant's work doesn't offer much solace either. Shrikant has abandoned the covert agency task for the soul-numbing comfort of a 9-to-5 job at an IT company. He's got the cubicle in a corporate office and is routinely lectured by his 28-year-old boss, who tells him that he must not be a minimum guy. Meanwhile, chaos and violence loom large. The ISI operative Major Sameer has joined hands with Sri Lankan rebels who are fighting for an independent state. Sleeper cells are being awakened. A cache of C4 explosives has been transported. The only thing that stands between us and anarchy are a few good men and women who risk their lives and toil incessantly, even as they ask themselves, do we really make a difference? And more importantly, are we the good guys? The Family Man Season 2 consists of 9 episodes with durations varying between 33 minutes and 1 hour. Even with that running time, this is a lot to pack in. Raj, DK and their co-writer Suman Kumar masterfully juggle Shrikant's personal struggles and the larger global politics and conspiracies playing out across nations. The action moves between India, Sri Lanka, UK, we even touch down briefly in France. Of course, the political is personal and inevitably Shrikant's two carefully separated worlds collide. Like the first installment, season 2 is genre-defying. The series begins with a signature Raj and DK 4-minute continuous shot which instantly immerses us into the action. These directors aren't fans of ramping up, they prefer to start with big bangs. The series also climaxes with this bravura 8-minute single take. The action directors, Ejaz Gulab and Yannick Benn, and DOP Cameron Bryson create dazzling visceral violence. There were moments when I screamed out loud at my computer screen. This time, Shrikant gets more physically battered, which also matches his internal state. The Family Man doesn't deal in simplistic heroes and villains. Even the good guys have blood on their hands. Shrikant's boss explains that is the price of peace. And who the bad guys are depends on your point of view. The same person can be labeled a terrorist or a freedom fighter. Which took me back to Jean Renoir's iconic line in The Rules of the Game, "The awful thing about life is this, everyone has their reasons." Take the case of Raji, an elite commando of the Sri Lankan rebels. Raji is capable of horrific brutality, but she is a monster because her circumstances are monstrous. Samantha Akinyeni skillfully captures not only Raji's rage, but also her chilling lack of emotion. Her expressions are deliberately opaque. Raji's determination is frightening, as is the predatory behavior of the men around her. At one point, Raji says, if women started speaking out, all the men would be in jail. Raji is so much more than a textbook bad guy, and Samantha is so effective that you can get past her brown face. Even players with less screen time have depth. Seema Biswas is terrific as the Indian Prime Minister, clearly modeled on Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. PM Basu seems wily and stubborn, insistent on playing politics when lives are at stake. But in one scene, with a few lines, the screenplay establishes her depth and fortitude. You instinctively understand the struggle she's had to get to the top job. The late Asif Basra, playing a counselor Suchi and Shrikant meet, is memorable. In a hilarious scene, Shrikant has a meltdown, especially when they're asked about their sex life. And this is the miracle of this series, that in the heart of darkness, there is a running thread of humor. There are moments here that'll make you laugh out loud, especially one where Shrikant finally pushes back against his hyper IT boss. But mostly, it's the small details of the comedy of living, the cultural divide between North and South, or Shrikant's struggle with newfangled ideas and language. In one scene, he's confounded by the word feminazi. Even the inability of the Prime Minister's aide to enjoy a cup of tea becomes a source of laughs. The dialogue by Suparn Varma, who has also directed a few of the episodes, is terrific. Watch out for a throwaway line about Salman Khan in episode 3. It's casually delivered and so clever that it'll make you smile. The superb writing is enhanced by a slew of seasoned actors working at the top of their game. Apart from Samantha and Seema, there's Priyamani as Suchi, Sharib Hashmi as JK, Ravindra Vijay as Muthu, Devadarshini as Umayal, and the two youngsters Vedant Sinha as Atharv and Ashlesha Thakur as Dhriti. There is also Darshan Kumar plotting destruction wearing these dapper jackets in London. I suspect Major Sameer is a closet fashionista. And leading the cavalry is Manoj Bajpayee as Shrikant. After almost 30 years on screen, Manoj continues to surprise with his dexterity and nuance. This is his series, but there's little attempt at showboating or hogging the frame. He plays Shrikant with a delicate combination of comic exasperation and existential melancholy. There are enough thrills here, but what stays with you eventually is a sense of sadness. There is a moment here between JK and Shrikant in which JK quotes Rajesh Khanna's memorable line from Amar Prem, "Pushpa, I hate tears," that made me cry. I understood that men like Shrikant and JK can never retire. There are too many fires raging, and to quote a line from Ghostbusters, who you gonna call? You can watch The Family Man Season 2 on Amazon Prime Video.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.